Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 26 of All Your Base Podcast.
All your base are belong to us. You are on the way to the invasion.
I am Cheese and Beans, and you can get me on Twitter at JimmyTwoTimes.
And I'm BigD7719. And you can get me on Twitter at DanTheMan7719. So this is the point in the show that we remind you that we buy all our own games. We aren't influenced by companies trying to send us things or trying to sway our opinion.
Yeah, that's right. We part with our hard-earned, and we think we're entitled to give you the opinions that we throw at you each week. So yeah, if you've got anything different that you want to say, you want to share your own opinions, you can get in touch with us on Twitter at AYB Podcast,
or you can email us aybpodcast@gmail.com.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's been a while since we recorded, actually, isn't it? I know the episode which came out last week will seem as though it's back to back for a lot of people, but it's been, what has it been, 2 weeks for us?
Yeah, it's been about 2 weeks, mate. I know that the listeners, it will seem seamless to them, but for ourselves,
well, hopefully, yeah. That's the idea. What did you think to the episode with John? Because you've heard it now but hadn't last week, it's,
yeah, I thought it was quite good. I don't think I was mentioned enough. it was really good. Nice to hear someone else's take on games that they're playing, and I've not spoken myself to John for a little while, it was kind of nice to hear his voice, I guess, in a completely straight way. I know you two have got your own thing going on, but for me, I've not really sort of spoke to him or Pixie for a while, so yeah, that was, yeah. That was all good.
This is it. It was like listening to your own podcast. Like, the reason we made this podcast was a lot of the others out there are so inaccessible and so nerdy and boring. Yeah. I find we've made this podcast because it's what we want to listen to. Yet we don't get to listen to it. So I'm quite, in a way, quite jealous.
It was nice to have that. I've listened back to a couple of episodes of our show. I wouldn't say I listened to it every week, because I know what's going to be said on it, but it was kind of nice to the intro and kind of the outro, and it was nice.
Okay, good stuff. So tell us what you've been playing these past 2 weeks, I guess.
I never really left it, but I've been playing a lot of Destiny. I've been playing a lot of of the Vault of Glass. I've gone back to the Vault of Glass rather than the Crota raid. I've kind of got everything that you can get from the Crota raid. I've got all the weapons, and I play it kind of weekly to kind of help out with my clan, but it's not something that I really kind of enjoy doing. I really do enjoy playing the Vault of Glass, and we did have a comment on Twitter, I think it was this week or last week, from a guy asking about where's the best place to kind of try and get into a raid party, or he's keen for sort of getting into the Vault of Glass. So I said to him, send us an invite, we'll hook you up. He's been added now to me friends list. I've not had a chance to play with him as of yet, but Vault of Glass has been up there. Iron Banner's now nearly finished, actually, but it's been on over the weekend. I've tried to get as much done as I can. Hasn't been an awful lot, to be honest. I'm only really after...
What are you working towards on that?
I just want to get the sniper rifle. I mean, they've got Timor's Lash, which I had from previous Iron Banner.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Timor's Lash.
Yeah, I mean, having now sort of used it, a few times recently, I think it's really... It's a bit of a pointless weapon, in my opinion. I mean, I've got Hawkmoon. Hawkmoon's maxed out. I've got Fatebringer. Fatebringer's maxed out. I've got the Word of Crota, which is another hand cannon, again, maxed out. And they're three hand cannons that I would go with over... Timor's Lash. I mean, I've got it. It's
a shame, isn't it? Because
more of a trophy, really.
The Iron Banner stuff is probably harder to get. I mean, it only comes about sort of once every few months. You've got to put a lot of hours in to get that top that top rank stuff, I think it's pretty underpowered, to be honest with you.
I agree. I mean, I think that for me, that Timo's Lash is not a patch on any of the hand cannons I've just mentioned. I mean, for me, Fatebringer is one of my, you know, probably my favourite weapon in the game.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can't wait.
How many have you had now? You must have had like dozens of Fatebringers. If you've got three characters.
Yeah, no, I've only ever had two drop. I've got them both maxed out, but yeah, I've only ever had the two.
Okay.
However, the Vex Mythoclast, that seems to be, you know, I've got five of them at the minute. I just can't bring myself to break them down. It was a weapon, it was like this iconic weapon when the game came out. You know, we all know how overpowered it was. Such a ball ache to get, and then when I got it, you know, now they seem to be just, you know, turning up like buses. So, yeah, I mean, that's Destiny. I mean, we're looking forward to the 19th of this month, being the month of May. We're going to be getting the House of Wolves DLC finally arrive. A little bit let down that there's no raid in it, but I'm kind of looking forward to the Trials of Osiris and seeing what that's like.
Speaking of this like a raid stuff, I've sort of come full circle, I think, and I am now. Whilst the raids are good, and that's the thing. I mean, I've totally stopped playing Destiny now, and that will become clear later why. But the raids are good, but the fact that they are going to do something different, like. If they are going to sell this DLC at £20, which is a lot for DLC,
it is. Yeah,
they've got to put something different in it. And I'm hearing about this horde mode and these co-op type things, and I think it's going to be good to see something different rather than just. I mean, ultimately with the Dark Below, it pretty much is just that one raid and that one strike, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you've had some extra sort of maps and stuff for the PvP, but apart from Iron Banner, I don't really do Crucible. There needs to be a reason for it. And Crucible for me, it's not something that really interests me. I'm more interested in the kind of social side, the kind of group getting together, you know, to achieve the common goal, working together, that teamwork element. I much prefer that.
Yeah.
That being said, I've been playing a bit of Destiny. I've got back into FIFA Pro Clubs. A guy who I played with on the PS3 in a Pro Club, Mr. LSD High. Give him a shout out. Hopefully, going to be a new listener to the show.
Mr. LSD High.
LSD High. Yeah, I've got no idea what those three letters on the word high mean.
Nah, me neither. That's a weird one.
But he's a good lad. And played a lot together on PS3. Never really used any comms or anything. It was almost. It's really weird. It's like, you know how kind of football is, and you know you kind of need to be on the same kind of wavelength. If you're playing with somebody,
Of course.
You know they can't be greedy. You need to, you know, they need to be passing. You know, same with yourself.
Yeah.
You need to be trying to set each other up. It's about, you know, working together to, you know, to beat the other team. And this guy, I mean, we just seemed to sort of click straight away. It was really, really weird. Almost kind of. And it's real cliche, man. Sorry, guys, but it's almost sort of telepathic, really. Like I know where he's going to run, and you know I play the through ball. He knows where I'm going to be near, you know, for a near post, and he'll play it there. I'll go in with a diving header, and you know the sort of goals that we score. It's really, really fun, and it's really, it's really made FIFA a game now that I enjoy playing again. You know, the ultimate team thing and the way that they. Completely kind of ballsed up the ultimate team with the capping on player transfers and, you know, everything that they did there. I understand why they did that, but for me, it completely, you know, it nullified it for me. It made it sort of not really an option to entertain me, really. Playing with him now and you know, his guys that he plays with in ultimate team, in pro clubs, I've really, really enjoyed it. And now that I'm talking with him on comms, It brings it a little bit extra to him. I know where he's going to run. I'll play the ball. He knows where I'm going to run. He plays the ball. And it works really, really well.
Very good.
So there's been that. I'll really sort of get back into FIFA quite a bit. I'll be honest, Bloodborne. Man, do you know what? I love the idea of the game. What I hate that it's just so fucking hard. It's so bloody difficult. Like, to the point where... I just don't enjoy dying. I'll put it on for 20 minutes, half an hour. I'll get killed like 20, 30 times. So like once, by the way, that works out to once a minute for you guys that are trying to, you know, count up there, you know, taking your shoes and socks off and trying to add up trying to do the math. Yeah, it's so difficult. And I just can't enjoy it. I can't enjoy it. I mean, I've been told by other people that, you know, the more you play it, the more you level up, the more powerful your character becomes. Then,
oh, yeah, of course. And you'll get to be, I think, like John was saying, like, the way you play that game, you've got to learn sort of how to play it. It's sort of totally different.
Yeah.
And you become so cautious. And there's what becomes quite nice in things like Final Fantasy, just the number of little fights where you're just going through the motions, and you don't have to use any skill or like talent, but you just purely just press attack and you kill these monsters in like one hit.
Yeah.
And it's just for ranking up. It just becomes such a chore. In games like Bloodborne and Dark Souls, literally every monster can kill you.
I mean, it can, and it does, and it becomes, well, for me, it's so frustrating. Thing is, when I'm used to being good at a game, Destiny, my club thing with FIFA, the stuff that I play on the Vita, the reason I play games, so, you know, you get better at them, and I don't really see devoting kind of, you know, 4 or 5 hours to this game to get me up to a level where I could be competitive. And that's a shame, because it looks so good and it plays so good. It's just that the enemies are so bloody hard. But that being said, you know, it's still a top game, and probably one of the best. It is one of the best games I've played this year. Talking about the games I played this year, we're looking at going to Borderlands. I've stepped away a little bit from that.
That's lost out to Destiny, because last time we spoke, you were suggesting that, you know, perhaps that could replace Destiny.
If Borderlands had raids and more people that I knew played it, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of guys in the clan that I play Destiny with, Allied Brothers in Arms, that kind of play Borderlands as well.
Yeah.
If more players were kind of more accessible and were playing it more, I'd be on that a lot more. But as it happens, the majority of players are on Destiny, and that's
just
what
the people are on Destiny.
Yeah, you kind of gravitate to that. Mortal Kombat, you know, oh my God, this game is so gory, and I love it for that. I played a couple of games online, had my backside handed to me on a silver plate.
That's always the way with games like this.
Yeah.
For me, at least, I just get pasted.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, I've seen some streams on Twitch and stuff where there's guys on there that know these kind of 10-hit combos, and they're quite repetitive, but these are guys that are going to make it into the top sort of 10 in the world, because they're so good at hitting these combos and so regularly. There's not really much that you can do to defend against them. There's a guy I've been watching who plays a Scorpion, and he doesn't give the guys or the girls that he's playing against a chance to get a hit in or whatever. He absolutely just smashes them. I mean, that's the kind of standard I would like to get to. I wouldn't want to be that boring and almost that predictable. Predictable, because you know what he's going to do, but you're kind of powerless to stop that. But, so that being said, that's pretty much what I've been kind of doing these past couple of weeks, really. Dipped in and out of GTA. A few sort of mobile games which aren't really worth a mention. Picked up Slender the Arrival for the PS4.
What's Slender? Sorry, I've missed this one.
Okay. So have you heard of Slender Man?
Yeah.
So he's this kind of
creepy guy.
Yeah, this kind of urban legend that was created quite sort of relatively recently, I guess, within the past couple of years, by this guy who, I think it was a short story originally. Now, guys, if I'm getting this wrong, by all means, you know, contact us at AYB Podcast on Twitter. But this guy creates this character, Slender Man, who basically sort of kidnaps children. He kind of takes them away somewhere, or he kills them, or whatever the hell he does to them, no one really knows. And they've made a couple of games based on this character, Slender Man. Now, this game, Slender Man The Arrival, this is on PS4, I think it's on PC and Xbox One as well, is a bit... It's very similar to Outlast in the way that... I mean, so far I haven't found a gun. I don't know whether you pick one up later on in the game, but so far it's kind of... You've got a video camera, and I've just found a torch, and you're basically walking around a forest and sort of these abandoned kind of rural houses and stuff, and you know, you're picking up sort of bits of information. It's a bit of a sort of puzzler, but it's kind of a sort of a thriller, kind of, I guess, kind of horror-ish game as well. I mean, the first time I saw this kind of guy in the background, it completely took me by surprise. I'd walked out to where there's kind of a kid's playground out in the back garden, you know, swing slides, that kind of thing, and I'd sort of turned to walk one way and thought, actually, I'll go and have a look over here. And just as I turned to, you know, my character to face sort of right or whatever, I just caught a glimpse of this guy as he was disappearing, and Yeah, I actually jumped.
Scary.
Yeah, I really kind of wasn't expecting it. It's very kind of atmospheric. The lighting's really good. Graphics aren't the best I've seen on the system by any stretch, but it certainly makes the most of what it's got. And at the minute, it's going for £3.99 on PSN. So
very good.
It's worth picking that up. Just one more quick note, mention, Mick, before we get on to what you've been up to and what you've been playing, is that Guacamelee Super Turbo Championship Edition is coming to PS Plus this month, boys and girls.
It is. They've got a fantastic month lined up, haven't they?
Brilliant, mate. Absolutely brilliant. If you've not played this game yet, Dan, then I recommend picking this game up. We can maybe do a little bit of drop-in on this, mate. I can come in and jump in there and help you out.
Yeah, definitely.
I've almost platinumed it on PS3. I think I've done the same on PS4, and I'm just working my way through the Vita version now. So, absolutely fantastic game. Boys and girls, first Wednesday, sort of first Wednesday, when is it? Next Wednesday? When they update the...
When they update the
store with your PS Plus content, get out there, download it, and drop us a message on Twitter. Let us know what you think. So, that's my completely kind of half-drunkard ramble. Dundan, being as I mentioned just before we came on, I'm drinking San Miguel out of a Peroni glass. What have you been playing, mate?
Well, just before that, I mean, on PS Plus coming this month,
yeah.
So you're listening to this on Monday, hopefully.
Yep.
On Wednesday, we're going to have Race of the Sun, which we've spoken about briefly in the past, and Unfinished Swan. Now,
brilliant game.
I know you're all excited about Guacamelee, but Unfinished Swan's got amazing reviews. This is something which I don't really know how to describe it to the people listening, but just go and have a look at the Unfinished Swan, and I think you'll be pleasantly surprised.
I really enjoyed this game. Really, really good game.
Yeah, it looks fantastic. I'm really looking forward to this one.
Have you played it on PS3 or?
I have never played
it. Okay,
no.
I'm not going to give away any spoilers. I have played it. How I would explain it is that imagine you're in a white room, and everything in that everything in that room is white. Now, imagine you've got a tin of black paint. And you can throw it in any direction and it will show you what is in the room. And then that way you would then find your way around the landscape or, you know, around your environment. And it's a really, really quirky puzzler. There's a really nice story to it. And, it's an experience. It's up there with Journey.
It looks like something really special. And I'm really, really looking forward to this one.
So, mate, what else have you been playing? What have you been playing? Not what else, but what have you been playing?
So, just before moving on to like my main thing, have you been playing Game of Thrones I've got it on PS4. I know it's on all sorts.
Yeah.
But the Telltale Games version of Game of Thrones, and obviously with it being back on telly, let's not put any spoilers out there. But, yeah, I'm really enjoying this, actually. It's really good. I keep playing it through and doing different things.
Yeah.
Just the first one so far, just to sort of get a feel for it. But yeah, it's really good. Like, I really like how it doesn't try to replicate any parts of the story, but sort of checks in at like major events.
Okay.
And it sort of gives a nod, like, if you know what's happening.
Yeah.
I think for people who watch or who have read Game of Thrones or A Song of Ice and Fire, they're going to really like this because... Yeah, it stays very true to the Game of Thrones without trampling on your memories of it. It just sort of adds to it. And your story weaves around the main characters. It has a lot of the real main characters dropping in.
Okay.
And, it's really good. I'm really enjoying this.
Is it done in the same sort of art style as kind of The Walking Dead and Wolf Among Us?
Similar-ish, yeah. Probably a bit less cartoony than like The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
It's certainly not good graphics, isn't the right term. It doesn't even try to be real, if that makes sense. Like, you can recognise the real characters,
right.
But it's clearly like a multi-platform game, and it's designed to run on...
So last gen.
Yeah, absolutely. But that doesn't really detract from it. The content's all there, and the gameplay is good.
Yeah.
And yeah, I really enjoyed that. And then, as I sort of mentioned, I've got my Wii U, so I managed to pick this up from Gumtree, from somebody up near me. And I'm really happy with this, mate. I'm really, really enjoying it.
Now, I've been looking on Gumtree this weekend, and I mean, it wasn't particularly out of Wii U. I was looking to pick up something else, but I saw a couple of Wii U's on there, and they weren't really offering kind of value for money, you know, in regards of it being sort of a pre-owned item. So, what? Give me a ballpark figure. Is what you get, tell me what you sort of roughly what you paid for it and what you got with it.
I paid £100.
£100.
£100.
Absolute bargain. Go on then, what did you get with that?
And that was the 32 gig one, which, to be honest, I wasn't even looking to get the 32 gig model.
Okay.
I'd have been happy with the simple 8 gig one. That comes with, like, I call it, I don't know what it's called, like the master controller that's like the iPad screen. It's basically, it's like a big DS touchscreen.
Yeah, yeah.
With analog sticks.
Okay.
And with that, I got a couple of Wiimotes.
Wow.
And the sensor bar.
Mate, this is a really good deal. Any games with that, or?
No.
Okay, but even still, you know, at a turn, I'll be honest, yeah, mate, you've ripped the man off there. You've ripped the man off.
Yeah, well, I went to some sort of, it was one of these, like, Housewives of Cheshire's houses. It was ridiculous. I had to buzz the gate to get in.
Well, okay.
And they clearly didn't have a clue what it was worth, yeah. So I was more than happy to not inform them of that.
Yeah, man.
But and then I've picked up Mario Kart 8,
yeah,
which is fantastic.
Mario Kart, can't go wrong with Mario Kart, man. It's one of those games, if you get it, you know it's going to be good.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed this, and like reading around it, this is one of the better ones as well. It's got a lot of customizable options with your cart, so depending which character you pick, so you've got your sort of light, medium and heavy characters, yeah, and then your cars are focused on either acceleration or handling,
yeah,
and it's just really good. It's like, it's more of the same Mario Kart. It looks fantastic, online mode's great, you know, it's so good.
Just to give you a bit of an idea, mate, the ones I was looking at on Gumtree for the part of the country that I live in, I was looking at around sort of 230 with a couple of games, 32 gig model. So you've done absolutely fantastic there. It's a deal and a half.
Yeah, well, I've spent a long time looking for it, and I kept saying to my other half, I'm going to wait till the end of the month till I get paid and stuff. And then this one came along, and I thought, I've just got to go and get it. And she loves it as well. So we've got Mario Party 10.
Okay.
Which is so much fun, even with just the two of you.
Yeah.
I know I mentioned I played it with two more of my friends, and having three of us, it was a big laugh. Even with just me and her, it's so good. If one of you plays as like Bowser and that's the bad guy, or you both play sort of on the same team, it's really good. And it's sort of restricts it to like roughly half an hour, so you know it's not going to drag on all night.
Yeah.
I'm just looking forward to like playing it with sort of three more people.
Okay.
So that when there's Bowser and four players, that's like a five-player co-op game. I'm really, really looking forward to
almost,
it.
It's almost kind of a vault of glass in its proportions, yeah.
But you've got to be in the room, which adds to it. Like, half the fun of it is not just the gameplay, but sort of shouting and arguing amongst yourselves. Like, yeah. Like the number of times she hits me with that Wii remote is scary, but you know, she's never enjoyed games before,
yeah,
until now, and it's good. I'm enjoying it.
She's not hitting you, Dan. It's a love tap. A love tap's what she's doing.
It is indeed. Well, yeah. And then I bought a load of old Wii titles as well. So Resident Evil 4 on the Wii, which is. It's fantastic.
That's brilliant.
WarioWare Smooth Moves.
Okay, yeah.
I'm a big fan of WarioWare, so
it's kind of micro games.
WarioWare Touched on the DS was really good. This is just more of the same with that. It's like, I don't normally like games that are funny.
Yeah.
But this is so stupid, but it's just so much fun. And it's just these like 5-second games that just get faster and faster and faster. But like the way they explain to like hold the Wiimote or like form button,
yeah, yeah,
it's It's so funny. And again, if you've got people there, it's like a party pleaser. It's really, really good.
Yeah. And like you say, it's sort of quite accessible to you know, people maybe like you, your other half, who are not kind of sort of diehard, or not even diehard gamers, just gamers as a rule. They're quite accessible to everybody.
Massively, yeah. It's sort of, it keeps it simple and fun, and it always levels the playing field.
Yeah.
So in like Mario Party, like, I always beat her at, well, I normally beat her at the mini games, but then it sort of levels the field in other ways, and it's good. It keeps it competitive.
Yeah.
And the third game I've got for it, I haven't played this yet. I've only very recently got this.
Okay.
It's called Affordable Space Adventures.
Right.
Now, I can't, people need to look this up, because for me this has gone straight under the radar.
Okay.
So it's by a Nordic producer, and it's as close to Star Trek as you're ever going to get. Like, all Star Trek games up to this point have been absolutely horrendous.
Okay.
So this is a 2D, or I think they call it a 2.5D, which is like, you know, when you can sort of see things behind you and in front of you a bit. But yeah, basically, it's 2D, set in the near future, and this dodgy Ryanair type company are offering affordable space adventures. You can go to this alien planet and you can explore the planet.
Okay.
So it starts off with this really tacky advert.
Yeah.
Very similar to, you know, like Ryanair are awful, aren't they? It's just like that, basically.
Let's change that to budget airline. We don't want to be
budget airline.
Oil based podcast does not follow
budget.
Dan the Man 7719.
Yeah, whatever.
But yeah, budget airline.
I hate Ryanair. I don't care. I'm going to carry on with Ryanair.
Okay, we'll stick with Ryanair.
Yeah, stick with Ryanair. And anyway, the game starts. You're on this planet, and your mothership's in flames, and the whole thing's gone to pot. You're in this crappy little spaceship.
Yeah.
Like, the nature of it is it's an affordable space adventure.
Okay.
But to get the full benefit from this game, you've got to have three people playing offline co-op. The first one is the pilot, who purely flies the spaceship.
Okay.
The second one has the Wii U Master Controller, and this is your technical engineer. And they've got a big readout of engines, like generators, scanners, shields, and they constantly have to shift things around to help your ship adapt to its environment.
Okay, that sounds quite cool.
So when you go sort of, like, there's bits where you've got to sneak past sort of aliens.
Yeah.
So your engineer has to bring your thrusters down, increase your stealth shields, which means you can't fly particularly well. But you've obviously got to get past these aliens.
Yeah.
When you do an underwater bit, again, you got to change the ship's setup.
Okay.
So they're doing that. The third person is the engineer, is in charge of scanners and weapons. And it's like, it really is like the bridge of the Enterprise. Like, you've got to all be doing your job and sort of talking to each other. And it's amazing. It's like a 2D, it's ultimately a puzzle game.
Yeah.
But setting, you're flying around this weird space environment.
Yeah.
It's quite spooky, sort of almost like Limbo-esque.
Okay.
But the fact that you've got to all work together, you've got somebody who's, you know, sort of working on your ship, and you're flying it, and yeah, it's, I'm yet to do it with three people. I've done it with two, and it's good. I think if I can get to do it with a third,
Can I just ask, was that other person Jean-Claude Van Leeuwen?
No, he hasn't been up yet. He's now a long way away. It's going to be a significant train ride for him to get up here.
Okay.
But yeah, it seems unbelievably good. I haven't put a lot of time in. I haven't done the whole three-way co-op thing. But yeah, this looks unbelievable.
That's cool, man. One of the things that I do, I'll be honest, it's a game I've not really heard of. My Wii is sitting...
I hadn't heard of it either.
Sitting upstairs in its... Well, sitting upstairs, sitting up in my loft. It's been reboxed now for probably the best part of 12 months. it's not something that, you know, I'm imminently kind of planning to get out. I don't even know why I've still got it up there, to be honest, but probably it's just going to sit there as part of a collection of consoles that I don't actually play on anymore. It's almost become defunct, but there's a few games on there that, you know, I still to this day kind of really enjoy. I mean, one of them you've touched on there, Resident Evil 4. For me, that's the definitive version of that game, was on the Wii. Absolutely fantastic, and it was shit your pants scary. Mario Charged Soccer, whatever it was called. It was that game, man. You need to pick it up. It's absolutely fantastic. Okay, it's not FIFA.
I've actually got this.
Oh, yeah, it's really good, mate.
Because, well, just I know people are now rushing out to buy a Wii U.
Yeah.
I needed more Wiimotes and nunchucks, and I was looking, you know, just where to get them, the cheapest.
Yeah.
At places like CX.
Yeah.
It's like £10 for a Wiimote, which is really cheap, and £5 for a nunchuck.
Yeah.
And ideally, I wanted two more of each.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was looking at like 30 quid. And then I had the brainwave. There's old Wii packages, a ten a penny on eBay.
Yeah.
So for 45 quid, I actually bought a Wii, a balance board, two nunchucks, two Wiimotes, a charging station, two of those Mario wheels, and six of these shit games. One of which is Mario Strikers, and I was just going to chop it straight in, to be honest with you.
Right.
Looks and sounds terrible.
Nah, it's a keeper, mate. An absolute keeper.
Is it really?
Yeah. Game is absolutely brilliant, man.
Okay.
Like, it's really kind of difficult to explain. So, you pick your captain, right? So, your captain's one of the main kind of Mario characters. So, you got Mario, there's Luigi, there is... who else we got? There's Wario, there's Waluigi, there's... I can't think off the top of my head.
Just the usuals, that's fine.
But been a while since I kind of played it. But each of the captains of
the usual crowd.
Yeah, Donkey Kong's one. Each of the captains has got kind of their own kind of special abilities and stuff. And the more that you kind of pass around the ball, you kind of build up a charge meter. There are things that kind of drop onto the pitch that again act as power ups. Some of the level design is fantastic. And some of the goals that you could score are absolutely off the chart, man. Absolutely crazy.
Really?
Yeah, honestly, it's so much fun. And I remember playing this game online when I first got a Wii, way back when. The online scene was pretty competitive with this game. With a Wiimote and nunchuck, it doesn't feel like it should work, but I don't know, on a weird level, it does. It just feels like it. I mean, it was obviously built for that control system, and it feels that way. Absolutely fantastic game, proper gem. And if I can, you know, convince you in any way, you really need to keep that game and give it a go. It's one of those where if you've got people round, it's a pick up and play. After a couple of games of kind of, you know, playing against the computer, they'll be savvy enough to sort of play, you know, one on one. And
okay. Well, really, I've got a friend coming on Wednesday, so we'll have a look at it and we'll see. But
hook it up, mate, and for next episode, let me know how you got on.
Okay, I was going to trade it in for £1.20 at CEX. That's how little I thought of it. But
it's
keep it.
No, it's a definite keeper. I'll be honest with you, it's one that I've been looking to, because I mean, I had it. I traded a load of my sort of Wii games when I mean somebody soft modded my Wii, so therefore I didn't need to actually own the physical copies of the game but anyway, we're going off.
It's currently going for £3 in CX.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's one that I'm going to be picking up, even though I'm not going to be getting the Wii out at any point soon. But it's a game that if I know that it's there, I'll sleep easier. It's an absolute brilliant game. And if I can tell you just one thing, the kind of cheap player, because he's got a bit of a cheap sort of special move where he can kind of surround himself in like a hedge, I suppose. But it's you can't penetrate it. So if you manage to get it all the way around you, you've got an easy sort of shot on goal. And that one shot.
Who's that?
That's Waluigi. That's like sort of Mario's kind of kind of evil brother, the purple guy, with that what would you call that? I'm working on handlebar moustache. I'm working on one of those myself at the minute. How did I forget? But it's, you know, he just can't be tackled. Because when you build your super with your main character, when you get a shot on goal, Depending on kind of where you kind of sort of stop the button on the kind of the shot bar, you've got the potential to score 7 goals with every shot. And if you're surrounded,
what?
I know it's absolute honestly, mate, it's absolutely nuts.
You're not selling this to me. I've got to say, I'm going to give it a try, but
absolutely
yeah,
nuts. But yeah, I mean, you know, after half an hour, mate, you'll see what I mean, and you'll be hooked. It's an absolutely fantastic game. But Waluigi is for me the cheat character on that game, and it's going to be easy W's for you, mate. Easy W's.
So this is Mario Strikers Charged Football. You heard it here first. Now, just going back to something last week, you mentioned Subway Surfers.
Yes, Subway Surfers on mobile platforms, also available in your local arcade.
I've got this on my iPhone.
Yes.
And to steal a catchphrase, mate, this is garbage.
Hey, listen, man, you can't knock the game. This is loved by many a 4-year-old. My youngest daughter, Bella, absolutely loves this game. I mean, it's one of those kind of infinite runner games, you know, your Temple Run, your Minion Rush, Sonic Dash, you know, that kind of thing.
So,
but yeah,
I've set a high score myself.
Yep.
And I'll post that on Twitter when we launch this.
Okay.
What's the benchmark? What are you looking at?
Right, I'd love to be able to tell you, mate, but being as though I'm talking to you on my phone right now, I am not really aware of my top score, but I shall post mine as well as it stands as of 8:48 on Monday, Bank Holiday Monday.
Yep.
I haven't been playing too much of it because Bella has gone on to play in Minecraft she's 4 years old. She's gaming mad. She's been playing Minecraft on the PS3. Absolutely murking it.
I wonder where she gets that from.
I have no idea. But yeah, just briefly, Minecraft for I'm going to say PlayStation. I know it's for the Vita because I've just bought it today. I know it's for the PS4 because I bought that on Saturday. But I've just released a Simpsons skin pack for Minecraft on PlayStation, which is so much fun. So we were playing it together on Saturday. Played it for about 2.5 hours. She was Lisa. She was Maggie. Sorry, I was Homer. And so cool. And I'm going to post a picture on our Twitter feed because one of the guys who listens to the show, a good friend of mine, Marty Extreme, actually built. I don't know, to kind of gauge it, the size of it, probably be about 100 foot in kind of real world sort of size. But he built this massive SpongeBob, and I didn't even realise he'd done it. I'd gone off to make a cup of tea, and then I'd had a phone call, and subsequent to make other phone calls, and when I came back, Bella had said, Martin's playing, and I'd sort of gone to look to see what he'd built, because when he normally drops in, he kind of builds a house, or you know, he'll build something, and it was a giant SpongeBob that he made, and it looked absolutely brilliant. So I'll post a thing on that. I'll also do the thing for the Subway Surfers, but
Subway Surfers, yeah. Get your scores in.
Get your scores in, guys, yeah.
I tried to get a few of my mates to play this, and they just took one look and said, no, we'll give it a miss.
I mean, it's not a serious game. It's one of those sort of games for me.
Of course.
I mean, I'll call it a toilet game, but not in for the fact that it's shit, but the fact that it's the sort of game...
yeah, I know.
It's the sort of game...
I know exactly what you mean.
You can play it on the toilet. You know, it's one of those where... You know, if you haven't got a newspaper to hand us, as blokes, you know, like to have a little read when we're evacuating... one of the great things about having a smartphone, you know. But
well, I'm at 14,460.
Wow, that's good, mate.
If I never play it again, I wouldn't be upset.
Never play it again, it'd be too soon.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that's respectable, so let's see. Right, I think we can call it a night, mate. That's been a long one.
Yeah, that's, mate. We should call this, you know, the kind of, I guess, you know, the Wii U / catch up episode. It's been a couple of weeks, and
yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there's kind of other things that I've sort of dipped in and out of playing, but yeah, it's back to Destiny again. May the 19th, roll on. We've got the House of Wolves coming out.
I'm sure I'll be back on it. That and Mario, of course, now. Because there's a lot more. Like, there's so many more titles out there on Wii U, which I'm going to be looking at.
Mate, it's an untapped resource, and
yeah, definitely.
I'm thinking, you know, a lot of these games that I've been kind of sort of sitting on and sort of thinking that I'm going to go on to kind of play. I'm just going to chop them in. I'm not going to play on them. Chop them in towards the Wii U, and then we'll have something else to.
Mario Kart 8, mate. Yeah, Mario there you Kart go. 8. It's fantastic online. Yeah. Right. Anyway, let's call it a night. Thank you very much for listening, and until next week.
Yeah. Cheers, guys.